Welcome.
Here we go.
All day.
Episode 7.
Seven.
Number 7 coming to you.
Cinco, right?
Of Slum Jams with Hester.
9-5-5-4-4-6-7.
Yeah. Say
it in German.
I don't know no German.
Oh, okay, yeah, man. You missed it. Yeah, here we go.
Standing here on an early morning.
Ooh,
it should have been earlier morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, should have. Some people just don't know how to pay attention to time.
Right,
right. With
the boys. Branch, Max, yep. Spangler, the man, the myth, the legend.
Man himself.
Slow Jams with Hester, Nate Hester.
All day he cried. What's up, Spang?
What's going on?
What's up, Banya? Max.
What's up, Cooler?
What's up, Branch?
What's going on?
Everybody in the house. It's been a while, ain't it?
3 weeks.
I'm really glad to see everybody too, man.
Lots happened. We have a lot of stuff on the board.
We got a lot to talk about today.
We got a lot to discuss. First of all, we talk about being on time.
Oh, here we go.
I think that should be one of them. What do you think there, Spang?
Well,
I know it's, you know, one of them things, whatever else, but when we say 5:45, we mean 5:45. We don't mean 6 o'clock. We ain't talking about no doggone 6:15, 6:20. You know, we ain't trying to hear no family issues. What do you think, Spank? Supposed to handle your business.
Yeah.
Handle your business.
I can't say this is one of the few days that I have been on time. So, with that being said,
yeah,
we did agree on a time. However,
you notice I'm like most, I keep my mouth shut.
Well, that's a good thing.
I just shut up.
That's right. That's a good thing.
You're supposed to shut up when you were the main problem. You ain't got nothing to say when you were the main
problems.
He quiet.
Stay in my lane.
Tell us how your adventure to L.A. went.
Man, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to get on that subject first.
I figured, I thought you'd probably still be filming the movie.
Okay, nah.
So evidently something happened.
Yeah, it did. What had occurred at that particular, after the foolishness, you know, after being down there all that time, I tried to contact you,
uh-huh, right?
Why you wouldn't answer your phone, because there were some discrepancies on what I had to do to finish up to get my certification on this.
Why do you need a certification to play Tattoo in a movie?
Listen, the ordeal thing was, the script that they gave me wasn't the one that you gave me. You understand what I'm saying? You sit me down there with my own script that I had to learn in 3 days, all right, which I didn't accomplish that because they ended up giving me something else.
How hard is it, dude? All you got, your line is the plane. How hard is it to learn that?
They didn't. That wasn't the case. They wanted me to say more.
Did you go to the right place?
I don't think you did.
What do you mean?
So you get down there, you try to renegotiate your contract because they want you to say more than 2 words.
No, I didn't try to renegotiate nothing. But it was, the 3 words ended up being a paragraph, right?
Oh.
So that was extremely confusing. Okay, so I had to deal with that, you know.
That's not a shocker.
Read these lines.
That's not a shocker.
Boy, I open my mouth on that one.
We deal with that every day.
Oh, man.
Hey, can you turn your computer on? Oh, it's too confusing.
Oh, man. Here we go. They're coming in. Y'all listen out there, right? Okay, what's today's date, Nate? Today's Sunday? Oh, you ain't supposed to be at work. What do you have to say about that, Brad?
Today's Sunday? No, today's Sunday.
See, I got him second judging himself. I'm just clowning y'all like y'all clown me.
Cajun point.
What did Spanky just say?
Cajun point.
Oh.
Cajun point.
Dang.
Anyways, we're happy to be back. Been 3 weeks. Our last episode, live on location.
Train wreck.
Was a train wreck.
Oh.
It was a lot of fun.
A lot of stuff happened after we went off air.
It sure
and,
did.
We'll get into that shortly.
Man.
In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. We will come right back with the rest of episode 7.
Welcome back, listeners.
Of Slow Jams with Hester.
He cried. Hello.
All day.
Hey.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Slow Jams with Hester.
Oh, they cried, everybody.
Getting right into it.
We definitely getting ready to thump with you.
Looking at the mash down J5 wig.
Yeah, I need. Hey, listen.
I don't know where you.
I didn't. I ain't been to the beauty shop for a minute, so you know.
Do you hide that under your mattress?
No, nah, what it is,
like,
man.
Like you do your money?
No, nah, I don't keep my money under the mattress at all, man. You know.
You should get a Jerry girl.
Hey, Rebecca washed the sheets too much and everything. We keep money under there. She'll find all a little bit I got stashed.
Why she gotta wash the sheets all the time?
Yeah, you're supposed to wash the sheets, man. You know? For what reason? Hey, for what reason? Because the body scales and all that other junk, right? But we ain't talking about watching those sheets or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you this. Can you hear what I'm saying? That's a vitamin you get all that. That's kind of, you know.
Talk to your DJ.
Hey, man, can I get a little bit of volume over there, sir? And you ain't got your hat on today, man. Max, you want to explain that? You're supposed to have that grapefruit of yours stuffed in that cap that you bought from that store. What's the name of that store of brand we was at?
Dollar.
Not Dollar General. What do you say? Everything below what? What is it? $5 and what?
No.
It was, wasn't it? What's that other store called?
Five Below. What the hell are we listening to? Let's get back
on track. Oh, man, we're listening to my boy from New Edition, Sensitivity. Someone that can do what in your life? What's his name? Ralph?
Ralph what?
I can't pronounce the last name, man. What's his last name, Brent? Max, help me out. What's the last name on that man?
I want you to pronounce it.
Y'all want me to be silly.
I need some assistance.
Ralph Transylvania, whatever you want to call it.
Ralph Transylvania.
Hey, shout out to Ralph Transylvania.
What's his name, Max?
Transman.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, bro.
But I put the ghetto version on the Transylvania, so we got to leave it like that. Since I can't
read. Ralph will appreciate that.
You know, sit me down there to go through that old silly road. The plane, and my paragraph was longer than anything else. But this is the smooth song that we listening to right now.
What's it about?
Sensitivity. It's about how a man's supposed to be when he's with his girl.
How is that?
She needs a man that's a little, he needs to have compassion. He needs to be that guy. He might get emotional at a movie if he takes her to it, but he's going to try to hide it. You know what I'm saying? You've been there before, ain't you, Frank?
Absolutely.
Okay, he knows what I'm talking about. What about you,
Brandon? I didn't even hear what you said. I'm just trying to get the volume turned up.
Well, you got to go ahead and brush your shit off. I'm going to tell you that real quick. Listen, man, all day, you take off the headset and you see what's going on, hear what's going on.
We're off the track, man.
Oh, how we off the track, man? I'm talking about the
all I can say is that
focus.
I've never liked this song.
Are you sure you don't have ADHD or something?
I'm positive. I don't,
I think,
man.
I'm
just going around the circle. What were you just saying, Max?
I don't like this song.
Why do you like it?
Straight line.
Right.
Because who wants a man that's sensitive?
Every woman wants a man that's sensitive about
bullshit.
Something. Okay, listen. Okay,
that's
I'll
soft ass shit.
What movies did you watch? Have you seen that you feel that wouldn't be sensitive? Too sensitive. You seen Fiddler on the Roof?
Old Yeller. I think I cried.
What
movie
that we wouldn't consider too sensitive?
Yeah.
What is it?
Grease. I ain't seen that movie.
You don't cry during Grease. Grease is fun.
But that's right. That seemed like a soft movie.
That is hard.
Hey. I had to sing. Okay, wait.
When John Travolta gets up on that car.
That's OF capital T.
You don't cry during John Wick movies.
No, you do not.
That's hardcore. You know, that's a whole different thing.
Maybe because I ain't seen
Grease yet. Because see, when I heard about it, I always thought that music is about a lot of dancing, correct? Yeah. And about a bunch of guys going around with a whole bunch of chicken grease in their hair. Slick back. Who's in that?
John Travolta.
In our line of work,
how far will sensitivity get you?
In our line of work, sensitivity ain't gonna get you nowhere in this line of work.
Oh, that's not true. You gotta be sensitive at the right moment.
At the right moment.
At the right moment.
Okay, what? If a guy asks for a pair of socks to go downtown, you don't get a pair of them off. Is that what you're talking about?
So hold my socks.
When I think of sensitivity, I think of being out, nice, relaxing, kind of like we were. We used to go out the boat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, man.
Kind of relaxed out there, you know, getting having a few drinks.
Yeah, having a cocktail here and there.
With some friends, and then the night ends, everybody goes to bed. The next morning comes, and here we go. Wow. You want to talk about the definition of the definition of sensitivity. So, Dave Hester wakes up in the morning with some minion pajamas on.
6 a.m. I come out of my cabin.
Oh, Lord. Here
Hester
we go.
Comes out of the front part of the boat. We meet in the kitchen. I'm getting my drink of water. Say, Hester, would you like something to drink? No, man, it's good. And I look down,
yeah,
and I'm like, man, minions.
Okay.
Just everywhere. The minions. Minion, who does he blame it on? Who packs his shit? Who packed his bag?
Oh, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yeah, oh, I did. Rebecca. I did.
It's always.
But she says you want to tell you.
Damn.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's always somebody else's fault.
But. Just own it.
We all got a little character that we like to admire. Okay. Who's yours, Brent?
Well, you like to admire the exact character you're about to use with the same height as you. The minions.
Boy. And I got them big old glasses. Right? And what's their favorite word? If you know the minions that good?
We got to get a picture of you in your minions.
Remember, if you're out there,
the minion voice.
In the meaning voice.
No, minion.
Minions.
In the meaning voice. I'm going to tell you everything.
And that just makes me question the rest of his man attire.
Okay, go ahead.
I just question it. I mean, do you have the Hulk? Do you have Slash?
No.
Snoopy?
Do you have,
like, no. Do you have any onesies, like the pajamas with the Cheetos?
Oh, no, I ain't got the... You talking about
the whole
pair.
I got an idea.
You talking about the slip-in suit? That's what that is.
With the white bottoms on your feet.
I had that back in the 60s.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, man. I sure did. They were brown. Doo-doo brown. That's an ugly color, too, man.
Doo-doo brown.
Color,
boy,
I tell you.
How old were you when you wore this?
I think I was five. I was seven.
Seven, and you were still wearing a three. Seven, and you still wearing a 3T.
Yeah. Hey, I was always a little
got
guy,
kids.
Man.
Right.
Yeah, kids.
You graduated from baby gap to kids gap as an adult. That's what you got.
Man.
What are we moving on to, man?
We getting ready to go down here. That next song coming to you. What's that, PM Dawn? Yes, indeed. That's a serious cut.
PM Dawn.
Yeah, this song right here makes everybody think. So, hey, what's up, Mr. DJ? I mean, come on now. I paid you. You got your check in the mail. I've been paying you your money.
Man.
You didn't already cash.
Next thing you know, you're telling me to clap.
You didn't already cash and everything.
Oh, you just trying to scratch that. Don't you worry about it.
Hey, scratch. Hey, can we get a little volume on that, too? We can't go serious. We can't go alcohol. We can't, huh? Listen to these words I'm getting ready to bring to you. I'm disappointed, Max, because you just put that hat on that you bought from Dollar General. Squeeze that melon, that grapefruit, in that big old helmet right there.
That's it.
He gonna take it off. Yeah, he gotta put it on.
That's
a
little old helmet.
Man,
that's
good, man.
With a big old head.
That's a J5 all day.
Woo!
Put it on, man. My guy. See, right there. Now, you put that man on the bicycle, let him ride down 38th Street, nobody gonna bother him.
You gotta get a picture of this.
Ain't nobody gonna bother me, man.
It's funny because we go to the dock, we go eat lunch, and Max is like, man, I wanna go to the dollar store next. I want some candy.
He did, huh?
So we go in and look at the candy. We thinking Max gonna be candy.
Right.
No, he comes out with that shit on
his face. He came out on slow. Little old Kate was good, but she turned around, took a double take. She just started crying.
But I'm telling you guys, get formation.
That's a serious
set topic.
Set adrift on memory flip.
What's it remind you of when you here. He just set the drift. What do you think y'all are? He just drifted.
I'm on the log somewhere on the big river.
Or a log. On a log.
A log. You know, you can float on the log, man.
How about a boat?
Boat, okay, that's cool. You know,
right.
I can do that.
So where were we 3 weeks ago?
Down in Holman Road.
On a boat.
Big time. A big yacht it was.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So, close-in testers got big money. So
what's the big budget. The big budget.
We were on a yacht.
Yeah. It's real
so
nice.
We went home, or we went to bed that night.
Right?
Yeah. We woke up the next morning.
Everybody got up.
Right. And we're with a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
We break out to like this little session, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you got to start from the beginning. You got to pick up your bag, and then you got to determine what color dot is up under your bag.
That was day one.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason our Twitter name is Hester Slow.
Boy, I'm taking these jabs.
So we have the first day.
Yeah, we have the first day.
Then we have the nighttime activity.
Exactly.
That involves some cocktails.
Yeah, some beverages.
We go to bed. We wake up the next morning.
Yes. Buffet.
Buffet breakfast.
Ooh. All day. Scrambled egg.
Who's at the buffet? Who's killing the buffet?
First one in line.
Sid, who's to my left? Brent.
Oh,
I ain't hesitating at all, man. He's pushing people out of the way. Those eggs, all those scrambled eggs. They got ham in it. They got some ham in it.
Killing the eggs, right?
Oh. He was.
So then we get broken out, right? We're going to this little breakout session.
Yeah.
And we're all walking down this hallway that we're going to our session.
Right.
And lo and behold, why do we see all over the walls, all over about a 60-foot trail.
Man, decoration land.
Right.
Ooh, what? I see scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
That was chewed.
Somebody had puked.
Yeah.
All the way down this hallway.
It was weird.
On the wall. It was horrible.
Down the floor.
Everybody's walking by, right? We're all like, dang. Somebody got sick.
Ooh.
We all.
What a schmuck.
Yeah, what a. Who's the dumbass that did this?
What a piece of shit.
I'd be embarrassed as hell.
I'd be so embarrassed.
So we all walk into our room. Where our meeting's at, and we all sit down, and we all kind of look at each other, and we're like,
this is somebody.
Yeah, where's Branch? Oh. Branch is in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
What's wrong with him? With puke all over him.
No. So, yeah.
I was helping the guy that puked all over him.
No, I don't know, man.
Out of body experience.
They said there was an active thing.
Because the guy that did that was not Brent.
All they heard.
Don't try that. Don't try that just because we're on air.
Yeah. The human explosion.
Branch couldn't hold his liquor.
He couldn't hold his liquor, man.
I feel like I got some eggs.
Yeah.
So I tracked my guy down. And Branch is my dude, okay? And I'll do anything for this guy. So I go to the bathroom, everybody's standing in the room. I'm like, I'm gonna go find this dude.
Yeah.
He's either went back to his room or he's still in that bathroom. Because the trail of vomit went all the way down the hallway, I don't know how big y'all have seen it. It's pretty damn close.
So
he's in the bathroom. I walk in the bathroom, and Branch is in there, half naked, shirt off, pants unbuttoned, and his shirt. Is in the sink.
And he's washing.
He's washing that shit. I look at him, and nothing was said.
Listen,
it was just utter shock. It's like, I can't believe this is happening.
He was actually physically wanting to put that smell back on his ass.
I said, bro,
that's just nasty.
I said, bro, where's your scrub?
He wanted to come out and just sit around everybody and just be this big nasty funk.
I go from embarrassment to anger.
What are you talking about?
He wanted that had, no, that did not happen.
He wanted to be the big punk.
The big punk.
I feel bad. If you see me later, you don't even know it was me that did the
vomit.
Well, we figured it out quick.
We sure did,
was
man.
The only one not in the room.
Right. And you know that you didn't smile the rest of that day.
Oh, it was miserable.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. You ain't supposed to smile when all that shit came out of your ass.
Well, I just remember lunchtime came.
All of the
Spangler just gives me the eyes.
He
just
looked
over went to lunch.
Man.
He was like, no.
Don't touch.
He gave me that serious stare. Don't even go over there and look at that box. Stay over
and
in your
thing is, before we left, we all get this. We have this meeting where we're, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, always.
And bam, here we go.
You can't help vomit, man. It comes and comes.
No, man, you're supposed to hold your mud, man.
I held it.
You've been better off. Listen, you've been better off.
I shoved it down my mouth.
You've been better
and
off.
And it said, no.
Yeah, we can make buzz, man. Hey, I'm going to get ready to buzz it off with this Marvin Gaye. So we're going to talk about what's going on. What's been going on with Brand? Max, Frank, me, what's been going on with Slow Jam for Hester? What's been going on with all of us, period? Can we get some volume on that, my brother?
There's too many of you
too many of us crying and throwing up. That's what's been going on.
I didn't cry when I threw up.
Hey, can I get a little volume on it? But listen, I'm going to talk to you real quick, okay? Because for some strange reason, Brand, he had to find. What were you looking for, Brand? The bathroom.
Bring some love
I was. Here today.
How many bathrooms I pass up?
Here we go. Listen, man. You don't need to do what, Brand?
We don't need to escalate.
That's what you just did.
Keep going.
Yes, I'm telling you, man.
Keep going.
He was on the roll, man. So sit there and go talk about my pajamas and everything. All day, y'all. I'm talking about everything. So this is what's going on right now because we don't have a what. So what? Some love in here today. Between all of us, you on Thursday. So what? Sister, what? What do you say, Brad? Max, don't punish me for what? Come on, Frank, you better than that.
Downtown.
Oh, he cried. So you can see what's going on.
You gotta ask what was going on. Again, bring up the boat.
Okay.
Right?
Back to the boat.
So we back on the boat, right? And certain events happen, right?
Yeah.
And we all got asked, what's going on?
Ain't gonna be no conspiracy on
it's like Mark said, what's going on?
Yeah, right now.
What's going on? Now, there are six people sitting at this table.
Oh, boy. Man, I was hoping
one person out of the six.
We'll leave it alone.
Is sober.
This is what's going on. Go ahead.
And that would be Slow Jam from Hester.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Not a drop.
Not once. So
we all get asked, okay, what's going on?
Right.
Oh, here we go. The five intoxicated people write very detailed reports about what's going on. The one sober dude didn't see shit.
Man,
this is your light theme song right here.
My theme right here.
This is your theme song. Yeah, one thing.
I think he thought this
in reference to that situation.
In reference to everything.
Everything in general.
Everything in general.
Hester.
Hey,
come on,
Hester
man.
Driving a car down the road.
Man, what happened?
Pulls in the parking lot. Parks over the line. We get out. We go, Hester, man, that's kind of a bad parking job.
Wasn't me. You packed your bags.
Woo!
Wasn't me, man. Oh, man.
This is your pizza.
This is it, man. Hey, who's this by?
Shaggy.
This is is Shaggy.
That's what y'all was talking about, wasn't me. Yeah. I said, well, I got some songs that I know it's about everybody. So when you get the chance to get it around to them, you know, everybody gonna get their turn today.
That's fine.
Come on, I'm sticking. Keep on hitting me with it, man. Wasn't me. What else wasn't me?
I know I got one. If you want to delve into it, certain people walk around the office. And your eyeballs tend to go certain places.
Oh man! Oh,
and then when you get busted out, you go.
What me?
What me?
Oh, man.
Did you hear him try to whisper to me? He goes, "Hey man, why are you bringing that up?"
Hey, sweetie, if you listen to this, I'm going to go ahead and get that on out there. Apparently, somebody said I was doing something, right? But like you hear the words of this song by Shaggy, I'm going to tell you. It wasn't me, man.
Especially on the show, like, you know, back swings or that back fours and...
Heart ankles. Oh, stallions.
I climbed that tree. I climbed right up that tree.
Man. Ooh, y'all really just know how to make a man run in a turtle. Hey, listen, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. But, you know, push, come, and shove. I do.
Okay, I should have used that line.
I mean, I ain't going to.
I should have denied.
I ain't going to choke up. Hold on.
When they said, what, Branch's warning? Somebody threw it down the hallway. Gotta be Branch. No, wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Oh, man.
What were you going to roll into next?
He was the only one in there in the sink trying to watch the shirt out. Hey, Sting, man. You want to roll with that old Sting?
Yeah, I got it coming up.
All right, I really appreciate that one on that tip.
Oh, man. You can do that in silence. Uh-oh. Yeah, here we go.
Wow.
Your computer skills are going to work.
All right, well, it froze up. You know, hey, that was one of the things.
Right. You could say I
lost my faith in science. Why this song? Losing faith.
When I lose my faith. When I lose my faith in you. It's an old school remedy, right? Because he's a good dude. But still, he took so much. He's like, okay, it's time for me to drift off. That's what he's talking about. If I ever lose my faith in you. Tell him, Frank. My
faith. You. Yeah. If I ever lose my faith in you, you're gone.
I'll be hurt, man. Personally, I'll be hurt if you did. But hope we ain't gonna cross that bridge. That ain't happening. You know, Branch.
I'm starting to lose my faith in Max, though, with the way he's got that bill on his head.
Well, you don't like the white man can't jump bill?
He looks like that looks like the upper lip of Daffy Duck.
Oh, man, that's it.
He just needs to know that.
What's up with your beak, man?
The hat reminds me of the hat.
You know who Daffy Duck is?
Yes, I know who Daffy Duck is.
Wait a minute. Who is he? I want to know. What color is he?
White.
Daffy Duck?
Oh,
black.
Who did he say white first?
I was thinking of Donald.
Okay.
Donald's creepy though, man. I know Donald's creepy. He wears a coat but no pants.
Come on, man.
He's just a white dude out there with no pants. Just,
damn.
Quack.
Okay.
What's Daffy he cracking about? Walks around naked.
Fuck it. I'm naked.
He's like a duck.
Well, hey, all push aside, the best cartoon character y'all had to go Longhorn Frog on.
Okay. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. That's a big Bruce.
Okay, so number one, Longhorn Froghorn does not exist.
Okay.
Let me fix it, man.
Longhorn Froghorn.
Too much.
Right. And Bingo was his name.
Oh, more on that. All right, so
the guy's name. We're gonna take a break. The guy's name is Foghorn Leghorn. It's not Froghorn. There's no frog to it. He's a rooster.
Okay. Man.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, okay. You got it right now.
Yeah. Man. I'm not a chicken, son. I'm a rooster. That's Foghorn Leghorn.
That's right. That's my boy. You know, you said it right there.
So,
you didn't even know his name.
On that,
before everybody loses their faith in us,
yeah.
I just said, we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break after that elementary school lessons.
He said, on the rooster. It's all on you, man.
No, that's all on you, man.
I've never heard of that.
Loghorn, Froghorn. That's wonderful. We're going to be right back with some B-I-N-G-O. And Bingo was his name.
Okay.
Bye. Here we go.
I don't understand why it sounds so good.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We're live on the air.
Big time we are.
Oh, yes.
Hey.
Had a special request.
Yeah, what was that request, man?
From your son.
Oh, Christopher, you coming up, buddy.
Right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Sent me a little text. Wanted me to ask you if Bingo, right?
Yeah, he did.
He was a farmer. Had a dog. Bingo was his name, though.
Right.
Seems that you have a little confusion on who Bingo is.
Right. At that particular time.
You don't know if Bingo's the farmer or the dog.
Yeah. That's funny.
Pack your legs.
So that's real funny.
How do you solve that issue?
Well, this is what it was. I had to sing the song first. First of all, I started off with Old McDonald's had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And I'm like, wait a minute.
You got the same tune, so I can see how you got the confusion.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think I called a buddy of mine, old Spanky Spank. That's how this conversation came apart. I said, hey, man.
Came apart?
Yeah, came apart came the apart. Old school way. Let me just break it down. That's how I came up.
Okay.
I was asked a question. Hey, Hester. I'm like, yeah. Hey, man. The farmer, how's it go, man? You got to tell me how the farmer goes.
And this is why we're playing this. This is why we're visiting this again.
Oh, you have no idea.
On the second tour. It's still fresh.
This is reality shit, right?
The struggle is real.
It's every day. Welcome to our world.
Oh, man. Well, y'all know how to set a man up just hanging, man. Just straight up hang him.
You're surrounded by professionals.
Well, I'm just like, hey, I don't need no rope.
What's that big rooster's name?
Man, listen, you took my note. We're going to go back on that.
We got talking about the farmer Bingo.
Foghorn. Leghorn.
Leghorn.
Yeah.
What did you originally call him?
Shit.
Leghorn Froghorn.
Froghorn. That was original.
There's no frog in his name, man. It's Foghorn Leghorn.
He had to break it down in layman's terms.
So I understand from Chris that sometimes you walk around the house singing this song, trying to figure out if Bingo's the farmer or the dog.
Boy, that was a challenge.
Is that right? So you walk around your house in your minion PJs. Well,
thanks a lot, Max. You gonna get yours
forever.
He had to bring up the pajamas.
Right.
All the police socks.
Well, see, that's the whole thing we talked about earlier. You represent yourself as the man.
I am the guy.
And it just takes one time.
One time it takes.
Man, it's on.
And it's out the window.
I'm surprised you didn't have police embroidered on your
police pajamas. That's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Something blue striped, black and blue striped.
Police. I think a tattoo would be permanent.
That
But anyway,
that 8 weeks you spent down there that made you by all this police.
Now I'm gonna tell you what person that gets the opportunity to be sent to a prestigious school. Yeah, prestigious.
I
think it's a very sophisticated, high recognized law enforcement academy. And it's recognized internationally. Yeah, certification.
Your legs.
So anyway, to make a long story.
Somebody's 40 hours. They were fucking recognized.
Oh, yeah. 40 hours ain't nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with no 40 hours. We don't bring that individual up. He gonna stand up and argue, be argued.
But were you sworn in?
About 40 hours. He couldn't answer the question. 40 hours.
Anyway, before you go, you know, on this love fest with you know, your academy.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about your clothing, man.
We're talking
now,
about
every piece of clothing you got said police on.
Bull.
And so you represent yourself.
I think I got more.
You represent yourself in a certain manner.
Yes, I do. Right. And I hold
that
high standard.
Little professionalism.
Always professional.
And then you got the Dominion PJ.
That just climb that ladder, and just longer dib all the way down.
I know you probably got a pair of footy pajamas with fishing lures all over. Uh-huh. Don't you?
I got some socks on that got fish on them.
Yeah,
that's me.
That's,
you know,
yeah. What we gonna move into, man?
Peter Gabriel, or you wanna go back to some?
If you don't know me by now, that's a done deal. All
right,
we gonna slip on the Peter Gabriel. Right. Is that okay with you, man? Mr. DJ, and hurry up and take.
Pat your legs.
What's wrong?
That you know what you playing right there, Matt? That hat that you got on your head.
Are you having some sensitivity issues?
Oh no,
you need to switch more trans, bitch.
No sensitivity back there, man. Yeah, it was early though, wasn't it? All right. A good comeback on that, man.
NGO.
Right. What are we going to?
We blending off into Peter Gabriel. I want to be what? Your sludge hammer.
Sludge.
Sledgehammer.
Sledge, sludge, slosh, however you want to call it. We're just breaking it down in those terms. Okay? Here we go. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, I'm going to take this sledgehammer, and everybody got something smart to say.
Somebody got something smart to say.
Right. Because I'm
going to
do what now all day? And can you turn
that
up just a little bit?
You should have had the sledgehammer when you were at the gas station a couple weeks ago. That guy walked in with that shit all decked out in your police gear and said he didn't know they started hiring midgets as police officers.
Oh, dude. He would have got slammed. I had to keep it on
that. Look at that steam train.
I had to keep it on that professional level. Just look at him and just smile.
No.
Everybody got jokes.
Because you brought out the sledgehammer when the little kid asked, "Hey, mister, you dropped something on the floor."
That little kid had five of your buddies with him.
Hey, set this up now. You guys went to our favorite gas station.
Yeah.
Where your get-go wife is at.
Oh, Lord. No,
man. Come on, man.
She's a big fan. She
know
that we have a podcast?
She's a fan. No, she
don't
know nothing about
this. She don't need to know about that.
Well, she's going to know now.
She's going to know today. She's going to learn today.
Who we talking about?
Your get-go wife.
Hey, Rebecca, let me explain something real quick.
What me?
So you would have a
It wasn't me.
So you have an idea of what they talked about here. We all got people that we work with, right? You got your housewife.
There we go.
Okay. You got your work wife.
I ain't got no work wife.
You got
four work husbands.
Branch got more than one. He got to call in every 20 minutes. So that takes care of his situation. He's the check-in guy, but I ain't no check-in dude. But listen, I'm just giving you heads up on what we talk about.
OPC for you. Huh?
Wait, right.
Don't you call this checking in right now?
No, this ain't checking in.
So anyway, you guys go to the gas station.
You go to the gas station.
You're visiting your get-go wife.
Right. And I'm getting a soda.
I get a tap. I'm out of, you know, the pop machine.
Right.
And this kid is like, "Hey, sir." I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "If you drop a piece of paper or something in the gas, is that considered litter? I said, yeah, I think that is. And then he says, see, that cop dropped something, he made me pick it up.
Oh.
And I was thinking, like, man, he must talk about some other experience. And then I went to tell the story to Max and then Hester.
Let me explain. Let me explain the circumstances to you. First of all, we go into this store. There's these five little kids that come in right behind us, right? They're already giggling and laughing and carrying on. So I'm thinking, okay, they having a good day.
Because they've never seen a midget cop before.
Right.
They're laughing their ass off.
So I'm minding my own business, getting my soda and everything, right? So there's a guy standing behind me. And the kid looks at me and says, hey, excuse me, but you dropped something. So I look at the kid. The gentleman standing behind me looks to where the child is pointing at, and there's nothing on the floor, so they all started laughing. Right? So then he says again, excuse me, officer, but you dropped something. So me, I looked at the child and told him, well, you know what? You need to pick it up.
No, say it like you said it, because you brought the sledgehammer out when he got it.
Yeah, you did.
You was annoyed.
I said, well, you need to bend down and pick it up. That's exactly what I told him. And the only reason I told that child that, because when he said that question the first time, the man that was standing behind me to my left turned and looked to see what the kid was talking about, and there was nothing on the floor, and they all broke out laughing.
One me.
Yeah, to make a long story short, you heard what they said, and I'm going to tell you.
But it was
slow jam. It was me that time.
Own that shit. Own that one.
It was me that time telling that kid
pick up
that piece of paper.
Damn right.
Yeah,
I did. He said that cop drop told me he made me pick it up.
Respect your elders.
That little boy had a little, he didn't have a chip on his shoulder, but his little buddies was agitating him to do dumb things. And I wasn't going to play in that little reindeer game, you want to call it.
You felt like you was getting pumped.
Hey, I felt like they was trying to either jack me or the old dude standing behind me.
Yeah.
One of us was getting jacked, and it wasn't going to be me. I'm going to tell you that right now. And it didn't happen. Because that man turned around and looked.
You know, as soon as he looked. You know what they call that?
What do they call it?
Little man's disease.
Listen,
I ain't never
had that little cop.
Ain't nobody punking me, man. Ain't nobody gonna punk me.
Somebody's gonna get got.
You know, I ain't never had that little
that's
guy.
That's the Kevin Hart syndrome.
He got issues. That's why he's in that car accident. I hope he's gonna be all right. Hey, you listening to this, Kevin?
I'm sure he is.
Much love to you, man. I might be on your show one of these days, me and the fellas. And then we can break bread.
Yeah. Kevin Hart's like your mini me. Except he's taller than you.
No, you got the same height, man.
Hey, speaking of get-go wife, she got a certain saying for somebody.
Well, I don't know what her saying is.
Oh, God.
He showed. That's so true.
Man, everybody's got names. We all got nicknames.
We all got nicknames, but this is my time to share mine. Brother Branch, I love you dearly, right? But listen, when we go on the store, she first time we showed up, old Branch wasn't with us, Frankie. So I'm standing at the cash register getting ready. Hey, listen, I got my soda here. I want to say hi to you. You know, thank you for the drink and everything. Out of her mouth, it comes out. Where's Big Boston Baked Beans? I said, who is it? Who are you talking about? I'm talking about the big guy that come in to buy all the Boston baked beans all the time.
Where's the baked beans guy?
He ain't here today.
I like Boston baked beans.
You tell Boston baked beans that I said hi today. But it was funny how she said it, because every time you come in, you either get four boxes or five. And if he ain't getting that, what is the little gummy worms he be getting? You get the dots? No, not the dots.
Oh, it's gummy worms.
Yes, well, the gummy worms.
Oh, I love dots.
Man.
Dots was my movie. You
cannot find Boston baked beans everywhere like you used to.
You can't, man.
And that's like the only gas station.
Just like you can't find no slow folks nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Slow folks.
Yeah, you remember those?
We need to make a trip back down to Cracker Barrel.
We
Cracker
Barrel. What's going for you? You told you, buddy.
Five Below.
Which Five Below did we go to that day? We just lost a sponsor. What? Which one we went to that day?
We went to 86th Street.
On the northwest side.
Northwest side.
Kind of hoodish, right?
First, we pulled it up on Amazon, but that's how he was going to go ahead and buy me
some. 86th Street on the northwest side. Yeah, which is we had a route.
Right. Over there.
But she just called kind of hoodish.
All day it is. What did she forget? He was there too then.
I was just
fortunate. He got to move away. He got to move on up. You know, beans don't burn in the kitchen.
Oh yeah,
you know how that took us a whole lot of what?
What are we gonna move into, man?
We can make this some more. No. You got. Some
oh, here money. We go off track again.
Melvin and the Blue Notes. Sir, the Love I Lost.
Watch, look at your thing, brother.
Peter Gabriel. It's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes next.
Sure
he's
is.
Talking about. Fired, man.
The tables have turned.
It sure has. See, now listen. That hat is squeezing all that meatloaf to where your vision is starting to get blurry and you are not focusing it on. It's all in order. All you got to do is run straight down the list, man.
You and your speaking of meatloaf,
I'm going to have to be no.
Speaking of meatloaf, are we still doing our meatloaf tomorrow, man?
It ain't tomorrow.
It is.
Tomorrow.
October 4th.
Oh, okay.
You can't do it.
Meatloaf competition.
We can do it. How about we do it? What's Monday? Let's do it Monday. That way we can cook it, man.
Let's see. Monday.
You got to call home and ask.
What are we getting on to, man?
We can ready to go with Marvin Gaye, man. I mean, not Marvin Gaye. We go Hell Melvin the Blue Note.
What's the song, brother?
The Love I Lost.
Okay.
Dang.
That might help out a little bit.
Well, hell, it was written right across from it.
Hell yeah.
You didn't see. What does that say right here?
I know what it says, man. You two slaps. Are we going to
clap
about,
our hands now?
About meatloaf and shit.
Okay, go ahead, man.
We are like in the middle of a show.
Yeah, I forgot. We did blend off here for a minute. But I'm gonna hit you real fast with some old Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
I'm looking for another love song tomorrow. Of course. I have a mouth set.
Hey, talk to us, man.
Hey, well, we can do it tomorrow. I can cook it tonight, bring it in for tomorrow morning. But listen, I'm gonna tell you about this. If you don't
branch,
if you don't get it tomorrow, you gotta deal with it. It'll be the meatloaf that you lost instead of the love that you lost. No, we can do it tomorrow, man. Since you got your mouth watered up for it, I can do that. Definitely. I can stop by the store. We
wait. Whatever. We got certain events going on tomorrow. You sure you want that tomorrow?
Listen to this.
That is early.
What's early tomorrow? Oh, we got one. Yes. I got you on that one. We can't do it tomorrow then anyway. So I'm going to tell you this. The what? It was a what? It was a sweet love. Was it sweet love, Nate? Yeah, well, was it Frank? Was it sweet love? What about Brent? Hey, look, Max, was it sweet love?
Yes.
Brent?
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Oh, of course.
How sweet was it?
Too sweet.
Sweeter than candy.
Sweeter than candy.
You will never what? I will never do what? I'm going to tell you about this. Hey, can you turn that up a little bit, please, sir? Sometimes I have to tell you the day to turn the music up. I can remember what?
This is lucky.
Engineer's got our volume correctly, man.
And he does.
Right. We don't have to have it open.
Like that.
Oh, I used to think so. Maybe. You think it's my hearing aid?
No, it's the brand new equipment we got.
Something went wrong. What happened, Spanky? What happened to you?
Is that an accident?
Yeah, what? Take a good look at what?
You got dehydrated.
You did. Well, you did. He cried. Hello. Hey, was it sweet? Yeah. He's talking about the girl he was in love with big time.
That's who made me dehydrate.
Oh, the girl you was in love with?
Exactly.
Still in love with her, though, right?
Exactly.
She gonna drain the shit out of you. I can tell you that, man. Is that why you drinking water now? You got a cranberry juice. What is that? Cranberry juice?
Cranberry juice.
Oh, this is strawberry flavor. But listen, I'm gonna tell you this, though. I can remember. I can't remember nothing. We used to share all the time. You said what?
I'm so sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely. You ever been lonely there, Max? Huh?
Every day.
Are you?
Yes, free. Hey.
No.
Hey, me and Esther were lonely at 5:45.
We sure was, man. We sit here, man. Hey. Oh, shit. Hey, who this mind you of right here? Hey. Waiting on that one.
You want to feel lonely?
Hey,
you want to feel lonely?
Come in. What?
Piss this man off right here.
Oh,
he cut you the fuck off. He just, you're done. done, dude. You were on an island all by yourself. Oh, man. No life preserver. Man,
you
no boat.
You thought you like a drift?
Oh, Lord, you good by yourself.
Talk about Castaway. Woo, he had it easy. I was at least he had Spalding.
Like in his face.
I was thinking, man, Max probably like so lonely all the time because he worked so much.
Right.
Max? Yeah. Didn't he pull in like 29 hours the other day?
He did pull in.
Oh, I heard about that.
He pulled in 29 hours.
In a day and a half.
In a 24-hour day.
Whoa. Well, it's definitely not reflected on my paycheck. Okay, well, listen, definitely don't believe him, please.
See, so in reality,
he gets slowed down. He gets called to do this certain thing.
Yeah.
He's like,
that ain't gonna work.
I'm gonna work 29 hours.
That's what he said, wasn't it?
Well, how you figure that? Well, I'm gonna work from 11 to 11.
Whoa.
That's 29 hours.
Man, he did it. He
I'm
did
like,
it. He,
you're like, man, you're doing some Hester math.
Yeah.
Man.
It's kind of like the, it was Hester math, Hester thinking.
Oh, but you know what?
It was slow.
You know what's funny, though? You know what's funny, though?
What
it's kind of like rib meat.
Oh,
I was
God.
so sure of myself. You actually bought into it for a second.
Yes.
When's the last time you had some chicken, man?
Rib meat.
Bird.
Yeah.
It's the yard bird, as you call it.
When did I eat some chicken last?
White bone. Just say like 2 days ago before the show.
Well, when you eat chicken, do you taste the real meat that's in the chicken?
Do I taste the what?
The rib meat.
Red meat.
Rib meat.
The ribs.
Yeah, you didn't know they take the ribs from the cow?
Yeah.
Put them in the chicken.
Listen, the only time you get a rib off me, he think he's funny.
No, let's go.
Oh my God. A whole chicken.
There's four levels. Look, there's four levels of dumb. There's four levels of dumb. There's dumb.
There we go.
There's Paris Hilton dumb. There's Damn. Hester dumb. And then there's whatever else we think of. Right now, we are on Hester dumb. Right?
So, okay, here's the story. So, I was trying to set you up.
Let's add to this. There's been a Max dumb. There's definitely been a damn ass Brent fucking dumb.
Right, but here's the thing. We're trying to set you up. To get Max back. Because you remember the story about the red meat in the chicken.
Do you or do you not?
I can't recall right now.
Okay.
That's okay.
I can't
right.
recall,
that's
man.
That's all right. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever went to Kentucky Fried Chicken churches, sorry, or wherever you go, and have you ever ordered a plate?
Hang on.
Here's my question. You know what? I like have you Glad ever man. Sat down and said, you know what? I want a plate of chicken ribs.
Have I ever sat down and want a plate of chicken ribs?
Asking you a question.
No.
Is it on the menu?
Chicken ribs?
Yes.
You think about that?
You got gizzards?
No.
You got hearts?
You talking about the old
You got
movie?
Legs?
Just old answer the question.
Movie. Answer the question.
You're overthinking.
Chicken ribs.
Have you ever ordered chicken ribs? Is there such thing as...
Pay attention. Shit.
chicken ribs.
Shit, I can multitask.
Hey, if you...
Come on, man.
If you buy a whole chicken...
Look at me. I'm a Caucasian dude. Okay?
You talking about
but I've never been to this freaking...
King Ribs.
Zeb's. Remember those Zeb's?
Zeb.
And I've never went to Zeb's. Right. And I've never ordered a plate full of what? Chicken ribs.
Ribs.
You know why?
Why?
They don't exist.
Chicken ribs, you can
buy
it.
I'm going to tell you, we have gone.
The struggle is real.
We have walked 5 miles for this story.
I'm done.
Just to get to this story.
I'm done.
And because you don't remember.
I was trying to set you up for it.
You don't remember? Here, listen here. Slow pitch softball.
Let's do it.
You don't remember whenever you go to the store and buy a package of chicken.
Yeah.
It's like chicken breast.
It says right. with.
It'll say with rib meat.
With rib meat. It'll say quarters.
Just never mind. It'll say what are we moving on to, man?
Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean.
Damn.
Load it up.
Struggle is real.
Right.
Right.
See, I'm stuck on the chicken.
We're going to revisit this. Episode 8.
Holy cow.
Man, I was trying to set you up for a spot, I guess.
You was.
He was.
What was the set?
Just forget it, man.
Move on. We'll talk about it.
Move on.
That's going to mess me up now, man.
Here we go.
Damn.
Next song.
Okay, here we go with Billy Ocean. Love Zone. All day. Boy, I wonder how come I'm stuck on that stupid thing today. Huh?
Today?
Yeah, just today. Yeah. It ain't every day.
It's just today.
Maybe every other day.
How's that?
Since we clowning me all the time. I ain't.
Well, we tried to clown Max and you don't do.
We tried to set it up. We tried to set
and
it up.
And I forgot. That's what sucks about it.
I mean, damn. I was clowning myself.
You was?
I was getting there.
But hey, we in a different zone now, man. A different zone, okay?
All of us.
A different, I know, but a different zone, love zone. You ain't got to be alone, Max, because together we can work.
The frame zone.
J5. I ain't did the head shake here lately.
Oh,
the bobble, man. We forgot about that one, didn't we? Boy, I'm going to tell you this, though. So I can do what to you? Head on my shoulders. Yeah. We gonna count the stars. How many stars are there, Frank? Nobody knows.
No one knows.
Only Lord. Only the good Lord.
What's your sensitive that. Guys listen to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
That's a smooth song.
I'm feeling
right
really
there,
sensitive right now.
Are you for real? Sensitive because I forgot about the rib and the chicken.
No.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh? It had a squeezing, ain't it? Oh, yes. Yeah. You okay, man?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's squeeze the cover because I'll.
Damn.
It's all the way out there.
I'm just waiting for you to suck this sucky ass song.
Oh, we're doing something with it, man.
The show is called Slow Jams with
Evan. It is, Hester, because we can do what? Live and learn. And that's what we're doing right now.
Right.
Living and learning.
Are we?
Living and learning. Yeah.
Are we learning?
In the learn, in
are we learning? Time. Are we learning?
Yeah, we learn every day, man.
Are we sure?
We learn off each other, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Even just some dumb shit.
Right.
How often is it dumb, though?
It's on my part, how often is it dumb?
Don't say it's like,
oh, everyone's part.
Come on, man.
Daily.
Oh, that song just went in.
Whack him. We get ready to take our last break.
Man.
We will come back with more Slow Jams with Hester. Thanks for listening.
Stuck in his own for sure.
You can give it all day.
And let's hear it all day, he cried.
That was a week all day.
No, it was on the one, man.
We out.
Check this out. Here we go. Time right now, 5:55. Me and my partner here, Spanky, we creeping through. We got a guest with us tonight. I'm gonna call that out. She's cool with that. Her name is Peyton. She's creeping along with us here this Wednesday evening, and we doing what we do. What we do, Spank?
Creep.
We creeping.
That's all we do is creep.
All day. He cried.
First ever mobile segment of Slow Jams with Hester.
All day he cried. So we bringing it to you. Inner City Blues. We what? And you, what you gonna do with his face? Who's gonna take it?
You're gonna take it.
Man, it makes me wanna do what though?
Holla.
All day
raise
he
my
cries.
Hands.
Raise your hands. What do you think, Peyton? Make you raise your hands. Huh? It's all right. You can raise your hands.
She's not a talker.
No, she's not. She's one of those sit and listen.
Except when you tell her she lives in the hood and she gets all bent out of shape about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because some people are so rude. Ooh, bills are what? Sky high. I don't know what's up with Branch.
His weight.
Make you wonder what? He gets out of the car slow.
That's why we're going to McAllister's.
Man, he's hungry, ain't he? He cried.
His driving's horrible, too.
Man.
We're following him.
All day.
We're following Branch. Richardson.
Meatloaf for short.
Meatloaf.
And we got McGilligan, McCuddy in the back seat. Well, we creeping along all day while we going. Hey.
What's your code here?
1960. But this is what we do, though. Where we at? Sicily.
16th and what? Something.
Oh, what? Setbacks. Go ahead, hit us, Frank.
Setbacks.
When you want it? Natural taxes. And you can't pay Peyton, you ain't got no money. And you can't pay what? Oh! And throw up both my hands.
Throw them up.
Oh, throw your hands up like this.
Like you just don't care. Yeah,
wave them like you just don't care. You without me like cornflake without the milk. You cry.
Or Fruit Loops.
How my hair look today?
Huh? Hey, well, you ain't got any.
It's gone.
Gone. And we ain't got the J5 with us right now.
So don't, do we? It's in the backseat of my truck.
You missed that Fruit Loops reference.
I ain't checked that out yet.
Oh.
Somebody seen that, but I ain't gonna mention no names.
That's pathetic. Fruit Loops.
Okay, we got two walking to the right. I am 2018. Turn here real quick. So we stay there, Max.
Well, Max is in the other car.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
So what you thinking about? Ranch?
I'm thinking about food. That's what I'm thinking about.
Are you hungry?
I'm hangry.
What's the word?
Hangry.
Hangry.
Yeah, angry and hungry.
Right.
I'm hangry.
So, anybody that's out there to understand the word Ebonics, he said he's angry.
Ebonics.
Yeah, angry. We going to get what? Food? Because we all angry. Oh. So what do you say? He's going to reach out and just say this one time. Father. We doing what now? Everybody thinks we're on the 10. Who are there to do what with us? You can't judge me because you don't know me. Because we're gonna get ready to slip out of here in a second, man, Spank.
Yep. You know what we're gonna slip into?
Yeah.
Where are you gonna be?
What's the name of the place we're going because we're angry?
Where are you going to be?
Got to be there.
Oh.
Man, here we go. You and who? Huh?
You and I.
You and I. And what do we do in the pan?
We got to make it.
Yeah, we'll make
it. Salvation.
Is it going to be tonight or tomorrow, though? That's the thing, though. Wherever.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be there, man. I'm gonna tell you. Can I get a cab? A cab will get me there quicker, won't it?
Maybe an Uber.
Uber?
Yeah.
What they charge?
Cheaper than a cab.
Hey, God. I don't know about the drivers, though, man. Whatever. Call my name.
Where are you gonna be?
I'll be there. I'll be there to do what with you?
Comfort you.
Man, when you cry, all your dreams around you. I'm glad that I found you. Check out the
right.
Old school bike.
Those are some special shorts over there.
That's
holding on.
Oh, holding on for a long time.
Holding on to that wheelchair.
Push, 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 he said. Yes,
let me fill your heart with joy.
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 That's
left.
His mom he's pushing, I bet you.
A problem.
You picked the wrong time to cross, man. Whenever you need,
I'll be there.
Even if you ain't got no gas money, huh?
Well, I'll always have gas money.
Everybody ain't got gas money, though, man.
Oh, that's their fault. That's a them problem. That's not a me problem.
Them only.
Them only.
Are we supposed to help those in need?
If I like you, I help you.
But if you don't, you do.
If I don't like you, I'm not helping you.
Ain't got nothing for you, huh?
Nothing.
Not a cup of water?
Nothing.
Man.
Not if he was on fire.
You wouldn't even throw no water
nothing.
On
nothing.
Oh, burn, baby, burn. The carry
I'll be there. I'm gonna watch you burn.
I'm a whole damn man. Listen. Find somebody new. I hope they do what? Because if they ain't, I'm gonna tell you this.
Where are you gonna be?
I'll be there. I'll be there sitting on the side of the road. Say my name.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Is that what you tell her? Is that what you tell Rebecca?
All day.
Say my name.
Say my name. Yeah, she's saying.
Look over your shoulder.
What?
Brand, you got it.
Here we go.
Here we go. Gonna go eat.
And we get ready to slip out.
Well, thanks for joining us
for these few minutes
on our first ever live segment of what?
Slope Jams with Hester.
All day.
And Spanky.
And
wave out to Miss Lil Peyton.
There you go.
Downtown.
All day.
He cried.
He cried. We out. Peace.
Okay, here we go. We're back at you again. Me and Spanky. Lil Peyton in the back. But I'm going to tell you this. Cupid. Where are you drawing it to, Spank?
Letting it flow.
Let it flow to where? Peyton, you going to tell me where's it going to flow to? Your who? Nobody but what? So here. Here what?
Turn left onto South
Coast Road. Hear my cry.
All day.
Your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart.
Branch not following the GPS again.
Oh man, imagine that. Driving. Huh? Boy. And you see that picture he pulled up on me? Talking about I look like a 39 cent 50 cent piece. You see that dude, man? That guy had a big old forehead, right? Extremely alien.
That was 50 cent.
Man, listen. That joker looked like he was less than 50 cent. I think that
his
was
forehead looked about like 75 cent.
That was a three-piece with no biscuit. Hear my cry
and let your arrow fly. Stay tuned,
hey,
for me.
Well, I'm gonna say it one more time.
Cupid,
make it what now? Hey, did you see Branch's plate, man? You know that pissed you off.
There wasn't a lot of food on it.
I guarantee there was a sandwich missing, man. Because he turned his nose up.
Somebody in the back ate his sandwich.
Man, somebody ate the other half. Because I'm going to tell you, did you see how he was eating that soup? I'm going to get him since he talks about me looking like an alien. He was holding on to that bowl of soup like he had nothing. Hey.
Cupid, please hear my cry. Let your arrow fly.
With his big hungry ass. I'm going to tell you, yeah, I said it.
Cupid,
Branch,
can you hear me?
He was calling that sandwich.
Cupid. Calling the sandwich.
He was calling the sandwich, man.
Help me.
Boy. That's all we can do is just clap.
So we're getting ready to flow into this right here.
Okay, let's do this.
See if you know this. This is on the spot.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh. What we got going
Who
on?
Who is the man? If you like peanut what? Pina colada. I'm always getting caught in the rain. What about you, Spank?
Ever.
You ain't got an umbrella when it happens?
I got one umbrella.
Do you? And she did what? We've been together too long. It's time to move on, Rebecca. I picked the wrong word.
You better take that back.
Boy, listen, I'm going to, sweetie.
You gonna,
I don't know how they came out. You guys like
been,
man.
You guys been married long enough. She gets half your retirement.
Well, she gets all of it. Huh? But I'm gonna tell her this. If you like me, you come out. Getting caught in the rain with an umbrella.
If you're not into yoga.
Yeah, here we go.
If you have half a brain.
half a brain. She got more than that. We've done that before.
Sherelle.
Oh, where'd she come from?
She gets caught in the driveway after midnight.
Oh, no, man. But I'm going to tell you this.
I did hear that story, Sherelle.
Guitar. Doom, doom. Bam, I'm about to make that up to you, sweetie. I don't know how that slipped out about moving on. Spangler made me sing.
No, Spangler didn't make you sing.
She said, hey, here we go. Think about
my lady. You didn't think about your lady.
I was thinking about it now.
That did sound pretty mean.
Can you help me out, Peyton? Huh? So you ain't got nothing to do with this one? She's gonna be quiet on this one. I wrote to the paper, and this is what I told her.
You did?
Personal ad, yep.
You told Rebecca it's time to move on.
I didn't really mean that, sweetie. But we gonna fix you this drink one time. Pina colada. Getting caught in the rain. And if I'm into what? I'm into everything. Health food.
Champagne.
Didn't you have a big bowl of salad today?
I did just have a salad.
What was it? Was there any meat in that?
Chicken.
Without the bone.
No white bone.
What did you have there, Peyton? What was on your plate? Salad and grilled cheese, she said. Hear that guitar playing out there? See, where we sitting at? Short Ridge Road. Boy, we headed what? West. I waited with high hopes.
He was waiting for a stallion.
Long legs.
Stallion.
Rebecca knows I done looked at some women with some long legs. But she ain't got no problem with that, right?
Uh-oh. Now Rebecca showed up.
It's you,
she
huh?
She said it's you.
We laughed for a moment. Almost 2 minutes, really. Yeah, but I did
Rebecca.
This.
Rebecca liked pina coladas.
She liked pina coladas. Getting caught in the rain without a raincoat.
Oh, you don't use raincoats?
Shit, that's for young people, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we already protected. Oh. You said, oh, man. So I know you don't use no raincoat.
See the lady you look for?
For how many years?
Where are you going to escape to?
Many, many years. We'll drift off into the sunset. Just like now. What time we running? 7:16 coming to you. Why they sitting there? Pina colada. That's a good drink too. Getting caught in the rain. And what made you bring this song up right here?
I don't know, dude.
If you're not into yoga.
Half a brain. Sounds familiar.
So you saying I got half?
Well, why are you taking it personal? How you know I'm talking about you?
See, who else is in here with half a brain?
Oh, it doesn't have to be in here, does it?
Anywhere.
Just right to Rebecca and escape.
In general.
Yes.
Getting caught in the rain.
Caught in the rain.
Man, I really enjoyed that tune. That was a little bit upbeat, wasn't it? Okay.
Here's another song from you going out to Rebecca, since you just said some trash about her. You better make it up to her with this song right here.
Okay. Oh, here we go right here, sweetie. I'm going to bring it to you. Coming to you live here on a Wednesday. Mine, mine, mine. I'm going to tell you, all mines. Hey, and I'll beat all that conversation up.
She walks right in the room since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart.
Rebecca's
girl is mine.
Mine, mine, mine. Girl is mine.
Damn, man.
She's been mine many years, many years.
You turned left on Harlan.
Okay, I'm gonna let you get back in front. Yep. The girl, what?
The doggone girl is mine.
Who's yours?
Rebecca's mine.
Rebecca's.
Yeah.
Mine, not mine.
Mine's. I'm saying the ghetto verse. Kiki says mine. Just a waste of time. Who's singing that with him?
Paul McCartney.
Paul's a cool dude, isn't he?
Beatle.
Yeah, he is one of the Beatles.
The legend.
Smokes a lot of weed.
Paul McCartney don't smoke no weed,
man.
Dude.
He was known for big weed
smoking.
Come
on, man.
Who else?
Paul McCartney ain't smoking no weed.
Are you sure now? I thought for sure he smoked.
Doggone girl is mine.
Yeah, you thought James Brown was sober, too.
Shit, I did, didn't I?
more than he did what? Take you anywhere. Where we gonna go, man?
Right now we're going to the ghetto.
You got gas money? Here we go right here. Look to your right. How many heads you see? I see three in the back seat, two in the front. The driver look like she's upset about something.
None of them in the car seat.
None whatsoever. I wonder why they get pulled over.
Oh, why you harassing me?
Why you stopping me? Cause I really feel it's fine. Yeah. Don't you tell you I'm the one. Michael Jackson and who's playing?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney all day. The girl is mine.
Who's yours?
Rebecca. The doggone girl is mine. Well, 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 well. Don't waste your time. I mean, you would think we got an audience with us, don't we?
Now, since you jacked up and said some mean stuff about Rebecca.
Sweetie, you don't take it personal.
And she probably gonna leave you.
Where's she going?
Somewhere that Nate's not. After saying you was leaving.
She ain't going nowhere.
So now you gotta get her back, right?
This is doing right here.
Yeah, but she's not buying this, dude.
Yeah, she's buying all of it.
She's not buying it, so
yeah, dude.
You gotta get her back, right?
Okay, food for thought.
You gotta,
give me one more chance. Huh? Okay, here we go. I'm gonna tell you what. Who is this man?
Come on, dude.
Hey, is that the guy from Gary, man? Is that the guy from
the City of Steel? Dude.
I know it was, man. I was just feeling like,
Yeah,
huh? Let me tell you now. Woo-hoo, what?
Rebecca, he wants you back.
Since I said what now? Since what? To myself.
You didn't want her around.
I didn't want her around at first, man. She's getting on my nerves. So, what about your girl?
You picked her from the bunch.
Huh?
Don't deflect now.
No.
We're talking about you and Rebecca.
No, we got to pass me. It's time to play dumb, huh? Come on. I ain't the only one in the car. Go. Give me what?
My girl knows that I wouldn't say that I don't want her.
Oh, man.
Like you said about Rebecca.
You talk about cheesecake right now.
She knows that I wouldn't say that.
Big old piece of cheese. Cheeser, man. Cheeser. I want your back.
Damn, it's a rope.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's a nice one.
What do you want?
Too, man. I want your back. Because she ain't going nowhere to get me back.
Or another one. Song going out to you and...
Who is it? You
and Rebecca. Hang on, here we go.
I hope you're coming right with the music. Oh, yeah, I'm going to break it down to you. She remember this one right here. I used to skate to this one all the time. Then I would look at it and say, hey, who, what, when, and where, and how? Because I want to be who?
Did you know Rebecca when you was boogie skating?
All day. He tell you. Let me tell you why. Because she couldn't do without me. Cause she couldn't live her life without me. What? Little Bridge crawling out. Hey, look at Max. He crawling out too, man.
Max is hurting.
He's in pain.
Max is hurting.
Yep. You do what? You don't notice me. But I'm gonna tell you this.
What do you want to be?
Understand.
What do you want to be?
Her man.
Whose man?
Rebecca's.
I want to be your man.
That's right. I'm already her man. I ain't begging no more. Begging days is over. Give me your check.
Look
how many doors down we are.
We know who runs the... We know who runs the show in the house.
Man. Yeah, we both run the show.
No.
Hey, we're on a train together. No.
She's the conductor.
And I'm the engine.
Okay.
I'm the engine. I'm the one that's saying, woo woo! It's sealed with the what? And a ring. Ring. I know Paige is like, hey, what are you guys on? Slow jams with who, man?
Slow jam with Hester.
All day he cried.
All right.
Okay, we can ready to bounce for a minute, y'all.
Time for us to go to work.
Yep.
Another successful live segment. Slow Jams with Hester.
While we creeping along.
Creep.
We out. Frankie said he's sorry, sweetie.
For what, I don't know, because I'm not the one that said I didn't want you no more. That was your husband. Adios. Goodbye.
You know you're right, man.
Welcome back.
Okay, we back here at you. We back here at you. Coming to you strong.
Final segment for episode 7.
He cried. Hello.
Slow Jams with Hester.
All day.
What's our radio station?
Man, W1010SJW8.
In the house.
In the house. I had to say that real slow so I would confuse those numbers.
Can you say it fast enough?
Can I say it fast?
Yeah.
Try to say it fast.
W1011SLW.
Ooh, yeah. We know he's going to throw up.
What we got playing here?
We got Siri Rolls Royce coming to you with Car Wash. That's an old school jam right there.
Old school jam.
Yes, it is. Car Wash.
Everything we do comes back to cars, right?
It sure does.
And driving.
Drive.
Right?
Man.
Everything comes back to driving. Right?
It does, Frankie Spank.
So, other weeks, we're out doing a little something-something.
Yeah, we are.
I'm riding the passenger seat, and who's driving?
Man, yours truly.
Yours truly is driving.
Yeah, Slow Jam.
Slow Jam is the driver, the minutes.
Yeah.
Two things happened in about 10 minutes.
Oh.
Right?
It sure did.
You turned left at a stoplight.
Oh.
Right in front of the car.
Yes.
It almost got me T-boned. On my side of the car.
Almost.
Right? But guess what? When I said something to Hester about that, it wasn't me. And then we get down the road
man.
A little ways.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And what's coming up behind us?
Oh, man.
Ambulance.
Yeah.
An ambulance. A baby dance.
Oh, here we go right here, right? Emergency vehicle.
With his lights on.
Yeah.
Sirens going.
Fire blaring.
Rushing to save somebody's life.
Yeah.
What does every car on the road do?
Get over.
What does... What's Nate Hester do?
It's an alarm.
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Pulls right in front of the ambulance.
Oh, he's going to give him an escort.
I'm like, hey, listen, there was a vehicle in front of me, which everybody failed to realize. Me and Spanky saw this vehicle. No, that vehicle didn't have nowhere to go.
Quit putting me into
it,
man.
So whose fault was it?
Probably mine.
And so, but man, listen.
Probably mine. I mean,
but somebody said, I'm
going to say it was me because I pulled up right behind this truck that didn't have nowhere to go either. To the right nor to the left. Right? So what was the first thing to do?
Pull in front of the ambulance.
Yeah.
And stop.
I saw them.
That's exactly what I would have done.
Then why did you pull over to the right where I did?
It was too late by that day.
No.
Too late.
It was. The experiment was there just like that.
Sorry.
You barely seen.
Oh, I barely
seen. He was in the other car. I didn't know what I saw.
He was behind me.
Right.
Pulled over to the right.
Wasn't me.
As you cross two lanes to get to the left.
You are the professional...
Wasn't me.
Blame somebody. Yeah, the professional wasn't me, dude.
Oh,
that is. If there was a song ever created for somebody, Shaggy wrote that for you.
Shout out to Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Hey, but but who's coming to serve? When things go south, or if they go bad, or whatever else, if I'm really involved in something. I might stand up, dude, to say, hey, this is on me, though. I will bet for that.
But you're trying to make everybody feel sorry for
me. No, nobody even feel sorry for me. I ain't asking for no handouts. I ain't asking for no candy in me.
Who always asks for candy?
You're offering
it.
Everybody. To everybody.
To certain people. That's where you got to keep the blinders on.
Oh, boy. He's like, hey, you want some candy?
Well,
okay, I got you on
you want some candy? What? What's the rest of the phrase? Want some candy?
Ma'am, sir.
Ma'am.
You weren't going in there. That little sexy you talking about. That was
I will tell you guys this.
You want some candy, little girl?
I will tell you guys this. We did record two live segments. Me and Hester, we were out. We were doing a thing one evening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were out driving. We did record two live segments.
That'll be interesting.
I want to say up front and on air and on the record that we love all you guys in this room.
I can only imagine
okay.
what it's going to be about.
Don't get thin skinned.
Tell them, man. Tell them, Frankie, straight up. Because I don't get thin skinned in here when we do a slow as I am.
It's all in love. That's all I'm going to say. So
you can't take it personally.
The listeners will get when you hear this.
You paint a vivid picture.
Actually, since this is the last segment, you probably have already listened to the two segments prior to this one. So you will have known what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Having said that.
But it was a good thing, though, fellas.
I think we're going to wrap up this episode.
Yes, we are.
Of Slow Jams with Hester.
All day he cried.
If I get a little Hill Street. Bring it up a little bit. There we go. So as you know.
I'm excited. I am so excited right now.
The budget committee. Slow jams with Hester.
Well, I'm chills. You know what? We're going to have to sit down and discuss this budget committee.
Find opportunities.
They do.
For us to send our buddy here to go do. So this week.
I think they need to do a little bit more better scouting.
We got you on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Where am I going this time?
You are going to Harlem.
Harlem.
Right, you talking about New York City?
I'm talking about New York City.
Shoot, that's.
Harlem.
My neck of the woods. I might have some.
The Harlem Shake.
Ooh, right.
QQ band.
Right.
Oh, that's so clean.
We found. You ever heard of the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah. Basketball fellas. Yeah.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Put it out there on social media.
Curly.
Yeah. Metal Lark Linden.
Yes, indeed.
Rest his soul.
Yeah. Rest all Harlem, of them. Yes, right? Indeed.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Mm-hmm.
Are starting the first ever Harlem Globetrotter midget basketball team.
Oh, this just in.
Tryouts.
This is our blue chip.
Tryouts are this weekend at the FAO Schwartz toy store in New York City.
Oh, boy.
Where you guys will be. They have built a full-size basketball court with Little Tykes basketball hoops.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how tall you got to be?
You can't be over 4'4". So, that's what you're doing. You're going out to try out for the team.
Try out for the team. What? What position? I'm a strong forward, guard, what?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I go guard.
Depends on your skills.
I got some skills for a little guy, you know what I'm saying?
The first ever Harlem Globetrotters midget basketball team. You can be the guy that runs around with the bucket of confetti.
Oh, just throw it over there.
That goes and throw it in the stands.
That's
right?
Something. That makes sometimes it's
water.
Jump.
Yeah, sometimes it's water.
Yeah.
So, that's what you're doing. You got to go by yourself. So we spent some money when we sent you and Chris up to McDowell's.
Oh yes,
in Brooklyn.
That was too far. I thought that was in Queens.
Queens.
Okay, yeah, that was in Queens. Yeah, that was Queens.
So you're going back to New York City.
Okay, then
you can go back and visit a couple of the hookers that you told me about the last time I was there.
Oh man!
What me? I'm sorry.
Oh man!
So
okay, dude.
Well, that's it, man. So you got to let us know how that goes. We'll talk about that on the next episode.
Good thing
of Slow Jams with Hester.
That's good. Hey, don't forget we're gonna give a shout out to our special listeners out there. You know who you are.
Special listeners, yeah.
Yeah, you good guys. You asked about us a couple of days ago. We was out taking care of some business. You was wondering that you ain't heard nothing from us, but hopefully when you get time again,
yeah.
My brother,
Cooper's.
Yes.
Cooper. That's Cooper. All we'll say. Cooper.
Cooper, yeah. You go
Cooper
ahead.
Cooper and the boys.
Yeah, you go
Cooper
ahead. Creep. The boys. Go ahead. Creep with me, Spanky, Branch.
Yep.
And Max.
And just know that they just need to know we appreciate everything they do for us.
We always do, man.
They're always there when we call.
Always on point. No hesitation. Much love to you and respect.
Second that. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. Today's
Branch's
birthday.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my daughter.
Branch is treating us all for a piece of cake later on.
Well, happy birthday, yeah. Branch. The big 3-0.
He's big 30.
Man,
big basket 30. Yeah.
My daughter's birthday's today, too. She just turned 7. So
happy birthday, little one.
Happy birthday to you, baby.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Tell her you got some candy.
I'm gonna get that ass. How about that? Anyways,
we gonna leave on that note.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Keep shouting us out. Keep following us on Twitter at Hester Slow.
That's real slow.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends to give us a listen. Get our numbers up, and we'll go from there. So, having said that, it's always a pleasure talking to you guys.
Most definitely.
We thoroughly enjoy it.
Yes, we do.
We'll see you next time on Slow Jams with Hester.
Peace out.